Hello and welcome to the FV English podcast, your one-stop shop for Venezuelan football in English, bringing you fortnightly episodes dedicated to the Venezuelan league, the national teams, and the myriad of Venezuelan players around the world. Hello and welcome to a special episode of the FV English podcast, where we will be reviewing each one of Venezuela's group stage opposition in the Toulon tournament. Today, I am joined by an Indonesian football expert called Jeremias, a Football Business Academy graduate and an Indonesian football fan in general. Jeremias, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, nice to meet you too, Jordan. Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
I'm very well, thank you. And one of the things that this always fascinates me with time zones, but we couldn't be much further apart. It's 20 to 12 in the morning here in Venezuela, and it's 20 to 11 at night where you are in Indonesia. So I'm just starting my day and you're just finishing your day. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Okay. It's my pleasure as well. And then, I cannot wait to see Indonesia face Venezuela in the opening match as well. It's going to be
It's an early start here in Venezuela. The first game, like you said, for us is Indonesia Monday morning at 7:30. So it's going to be an early start for fans tuning in Venezuela. So before we get into it, I just want to give our listeners a bit of background on Indonesia at the Toulon tournament. It's not your first time. Indonesia's first participation was in 2017. And although they finished 11th overall with three defeats, they did take home silverware. Player Egy Bikri was named breakthrough player of the tournament and was named in the Guardian's 60 most talented and promising players that same year. The name I've been told to watch this year is 17-year-old Ronaldo Cuata, who is back to make the jump to Europe this summer, having already debuted for the senior national team. Jeremias, what can you tell us about your squad for the tournament?
Yeah, actually, for the first place, this squad have been prepared by the coach for the Under-20 World Cup, because we will be the host for the next year World Cup. And then, for the rising star, you're right. It's the first one that a lot of people talk about is Ronaldo Cuate. So Ronaldo Cuate, his father is from Liberia, and then his mother is Indonesia, so that's why he played in Indonesia national team. And then many clubs are chasing after him. Some rumors are coming from Turkish club that want to sign him. But due to the age matter, like he's not 18 years old yet. So it's kind of difficult to transfer him, because it's the minimum age to play international is 18 years old. So, and then we have the another player is Hoki Caraka. Hoki Caraka is a alumni from Garuda Select. So Garuda Select is a program for the federations collaborating with Jarum, the private company, to develop the talent, the young talent of Indonesian players, and then they training in the UK and play several games against the junior clubs there, like Arsenal, Chelsea, or sometimes Manchester City or Crystal Palace. And then the third one, we have Kakang Rudianto, the defender, if I'm not mistaken. And then from the squad, actually, this team is coached by the Shin Tae-yong. So Shin Tae-yong is a former Korean national team who defeated Germany in the last 2018 World Cup. And then, the interesting is Shin Tae-yong takes in charge in the three teams. So he coached a senior team, the under-20 team, and the under-19 as well. This long team, but because the senior team are about to play in the Asian Cup qualifiers in next June as well, so he will be replaced by the local coach called Bima Sakti. So I think this team will take the tournament very serious, for trial to the players to gain their international experience. And then yeah, they will play more progressive and direct as well as a team.
And I saw looking at the Indonesia squad, it seems that all the players are playing in the Indonesian leagues in Indonesia itself. In contrast to Venezuela, where of the 22-man squad, 13 of them play in the domestic league, 8 of them outside, and 1 is currently without a club. From your squad list, who would you say are the key players or the players for Venezuela to watch out for?
Oh, do you mean Venezuela? I think this the key player will be as for me is Samuel Rodriguez from Atletico Madrid. Yeah, because we see as a Latin American team, they have a higher I mean the better experience that the than Indonesia. And then the other player that we have to watch is the defender Kova, who played for Rayo Vallecano. And then as I see in the squad, yeah, it's really interesting to see many players from Venezuela play in Europe. So yeah, it will the Indonesian player will take a lesson we'll take a lesson to play against them to get how the European standard player play, and then how the European standard the European standard player play against each other. So it will, yeah, I think it will be a motivation for Indonesian team to play in the outside the country. So it will, yeah, to elevate their quality and then their style of play as well.
And what players from the Indonesia squad should Venezuela be worried about? Who are your key players?
Oh, of course, like we mentioned before, the Ronaldo Quate, he's really really fast, have a good penetration, have a good speed as well. And then the one that Venezuela should watch is Hoki Caraka, the forward as well. So I think, yeah, that two players should be watched by Venezuelan team.
What is Caracas' best attributes? You said Ronaldo was strong and fast. What should they look out for in Caracas?
I think yeah. Hoki Caraka is a. I think I have a similar strength, the Ronaldo Quate, but as Ronaldo Quate have a gain more experience to play in the National League, so I think Ronaldo Quate the most to watch about. And Hoki Caraka, he gained experience from playing in UK, playing against English club. I think, yeah, their experience will be beneficial for the team.
So in your first participation in 2017, despite the breakout through player being won by Egy Vikli, the team in general lost all three games. How do you feel Indonesia can do in this tournament? How far do you think they can go? Is it can they do you reckon they can register points this year? There's Venezuela, Ghana, and Mexico for them to come up against.
Yeah, actually, we have to, as Indonesian, we have to be realistic because, yeah, the quality of the team is really, really, really good. It's better than us. One from Africa, one from Latin America, and one from the CONCACAF. Yeah, I think as Indonesian people as well, yeah, we also expected with full support, expect them to win. But the most important thing is that the only young players. The only young players still in the process. So yeah, for us we think, yeah, we should took this as a preparation for the World Cup under 20, and then for the under 20 AFC Cup qualifiers as well, because we are about to play the qualifiers in around next September in our home soil. So yeah, if we get qualified to the Asian Cup, it will be a good thing for the preparation for the World Cup as well.
And my final question for you, Yeremias, is will Indonesian football fans be following this tournament live? Will people be, turning on their TV and watching Indonesia's games against Venezuela, Ghana, Mexico?
Oh sure, absolutely. Indonesian fans are really crazy in the every level of national team, no matter what is seniors, under 20 or until under 15. Yeah, they will always be watching this game, especially for the Toulon tournament, which is have a good reputation. Have a good reputation to create future football stars. Like Tammy Abraham and then Takehiro Tomiyasu. So yeah, Indonesian people will be enthusiastic about this tournament, and then yeah, it will be a great opportunity for the Indonesian players to get the exposure from the talent European club scouts. And then yeah, for me it's unquestionable the enthusiasm of Indonesian fans.
Well, Jeremias, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. I feel quite lucky to have been put in contact with an Indonesian football fan. It's not a connection that is easy to make. So I really appreciate your expertise and taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you, Jordan.